With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. A former regional councillor is throwing their hat into provincial politics. Susan McLeod is vying to be the Liberal candidate for Queens in the next provincial election. McLeod wants to continue to serve her community as an elected official, but recognizes she has a steep hill to climb.
In my nature, I'm a very helpful person, and I know it's going to be tough. There has not been a Liberal representative in Queens since 1955.
McLeod spent 16 years serving on regional council. She took a run at the mayor's chair in October, but lost by 230 votes to current mayor Darlene Norman. McLeod has lived her entire life in Queens County and has been a member of many organizations, including the Astor Theatre Society, South Shore Housing Coalition, South Queens Chamber of Commerce, Christmas on the Mersey, Queens General Hospital Foundation, Queens County Senior Safety Association, and, of course, on this station, QCCR. She currently serves on the Housing Committee with the Queens Care Society and says creating more affordable housing is a top priority.
It would be staggering to know that there are so many homeless people in Queens that we are not aware of until you hear it from those that have had direct connection with them. And young families, you know, they deserve to have good, solid housing.
McLeod says you can't rely exclusively on private landlords to fill gaps in the housing market.
When you get nonprofits involved, you know, in this type of issue, I think you might get a little bit more quality housing done.
McLeod is excited at the possibility of joining the team under the newly elected Liberal leader and Premier, Ian Rankin.
He will listen to anyone. He says he always looks at both sides.
She also agrees with Rankin that economic development should be environmentally sustainable.
He's very concerned about environmental issues, environmental concerns, you know. And his philosophy is to deal with environment can also be an economic driver.
McLeod hopes voters will be convinced by her long record of public service when it comes to mark their X at the ballot box.
You can trust me, you can depend on me, and if I can't help in my own way, I will certainly try to find the help and the answers to the questions and concerns that people may have.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.